For the past few months, we have learned from the book of Hebrews that Jesus is the center of our faith, not simply as a man from ancient times, but as the divine Son of God. Jesus is greater than angels, is greater than Moses, is greater than the temple with its sacrificial system. Today, I will be talking to you about Jesus as God's promise, the soul's anchor, based on the book of Hebrews chapter 6. The good news for believers is that our God had a promise to bless his people, and this has continued until modern times. The promise in the Hebrew language is called Berith. Berith means bind or tie. It also means covenant. Our God binds his people with Abraham's descendants to bless them through his covenant. God's blessing has continued through Jesus until today. For this reason, believers of Christ must glorify God whether they eat or drink or whatever they do in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. From now on, we look at the Bible and learn how believers of Christ must glorify God in this world. Let us read the book of Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and of faith in God, instruction about baptisms, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. Our God wants his children to grow their faith so that they can become mature believers of Christ. The author of Hebrews taught believers of Christ to grow their faith through Jesus. First of all, our God wants his believers to repent their sins against God. These sins include all kinds of evil thoughts and actions that lead to death. The repentance is metanoia. In Greek, meta means change, and noia means idea or think. The repentance means change our sinful thoughts and actions to become children of God. Repentance makes a complete change of direction. After the believers repent their sins, they are forgiven by God. They are able to come near to God. In order to grow our faith, we must commit ourselves to God because we are his creation. All of our plans, our works, and our ministries are to be completed by the help of our Lord Jesus. Otherwise, we might go astray and have difficulty. We have already learned it from the people of Israel. When they obeyed God, they were blessed. However, when they did not obey God, they were cursed and had difficulty all the time. Our Lord continues to want his people to hold their faith in Jesus in today's world. Let us read the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 4 and 6. It says, "It is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have swelled in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God, if they fall away, to be brought back to repentance, because to their loss they are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace." This passage has been regarded as one of the most arguable passages in the Bible. Theologians are still arguing the meaning of this passage. Some people have claimed that even believers might lose their faith in God. However, I believe that once we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, our salvation never fails, no matter what happens. Just as our parents love their children always, even when they are not very good, our God always loves His children. Our Lord Jesus says in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 27 and 28, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand." In this passage, "my sheep" refers to believers of Christ. Our Lord confirmed that once we believed in Jesus, we were given the eternal life and would never die. No one can take away our salvation, because our Lord Jesus is with His believers, cares for them, and protects them in this world. The author of Hebrews insisted that the believers of Christ needed to keep their faith and have the confidence in Jesus at all times. Because in the days when the book of Hebrews was written, many of the people in the church were challenged by non-believers. Some believers left the church, while others continued to hold their faith in Jesus. For them, the author of Hebrews said in the book of Hebrews 3 verse 14, "We have come to swear in Christ, if you hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first." The author urged the believers of Christ to continue to believe in Jesus no matter what happened. In the process of walking through doubts and patience and hardships, the author of Hebrews encouraged believers continue to live and walk with faith and patience. Hebrews 6, verse 11 and 12 says, "We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end, in order to make your hope sure. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised." In 1853, Hudson Taylor, one of the most renowned missionaries in the 19th century, went to China to preach the gospel at the age of 22. He worked very hard, but his mission was not very successful because the country was very hostile to the Western people. He endured the hostility, but overcame with the help of God. Later, he returned to England and came back to China with more co-workers in 1866. His ministry became so successful that more and more people came to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. In the Bible, we see that there are many people who struggled, but overcame their struggles with the guidance of God. Jesus was a man who also had great suffering and struggles in his life. But he overcame through faith in his Father. Finally, Jesus accomplished God's magnificent works through his death and resurrection. Hebrews 12, verse 2 says, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross." As you know, early Christians were called disciples of Christ. They accomplished mighty works for Christ as Jesus endured and overcame his sufferings and hardships, so his believers endured and overcame with the help of Jesus, as we can do today. When we find life hard, we need to remember that our God had a promise to bless his people a long time ago in the Bible. Hebrews 6, verse 13 to 15 says, "When God made his promise to Abraham, he swore by himself, 'I will surely bless you and give you many descendants.' After waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised." Our God made a promise that he would bless his people through Abraham's descendants. Through his descendants, God sent Jesus to bless his children. To be a part of these blessings, we need to depend upon God at all times. In the Hebrew words, there are three kinds of blessings. First one is barak. Barak means kneel down before God. Kneel down before God. To receive God's blessings, his believers must obey God at all times. When God created human beings in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, God blessed his people. Our God also blessed Abraham and his descendants in Genesis chapter 12. The second blessing is Asher. Asher means go straight. Go straight. Follow the track. The book of Psalm 1 verse 1 says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked." To be a part of these blessings, believers are to go straight toward God in this world. The third blessing is Yatav. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 40, Yatav tells us about material blessings. Our God gave his people everything in this world. So we need to be grateful for these blessings and to follow God. In summary, our God blessed his people through the descendants of Abraham. These blessings have continued because of Jesus until today. How do we know? How do we know? Because God himself did swear this. Our God did swear this. Let us read the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 16 and 17. "Men swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said, because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised. He confirmed it with an oath." Our God promised to bless his people, and this has been confirmed through Jesus, who was sent into this world. We might be troubled in this world, but we are able to succeed through our Lord Jesus. During this coronavirus pandemic, many people have lost their family members and their jobs and many others in this world. Times have been difficult. Our job is to share God's love and grace with those who have lost their hopes so that they can find real hope through Jesus. I believe that Jesus can help us to find the reason why we are to live and survive in this world. Because Jesus is the center of our faith, not simply as a man from ancient times, but as the divine Son of God. Jesus is greater than angels, is greater than Moses, is greater than the temple with its sacrificial system. I believe that our hope endures because of Jesus, the anchor for our souls. Hebrews 6, verse 19 and 20 says, "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever, in the order of Melchizedek. To secure the sweep, we must drive our anchor firmly onto the ground. In the same way, the believers must firmly put their faith in Jesus, the anchor for the soul. Before Jesus came, people believed that they had to give their sacrificial offerings to God on a regular basis for their sins to be forgiven. However, we do not need to worship God in this way. Since Jesus died for us, because the curtain which is called katapetasma, katapetasma in Greek, was torn. The curtain of the temple which separated the people from the holy place and the Holy of Holies in the temple. Normally, only the high priest was allowed to enter the Holy of Holies once a year. The curtain was torn after Jesus' death. Through Jesus, we are able to come to God. Through our Lord Jesus, we are able to come to God. This is known to be grace of God. This is known to be grace of God. Let me summarize this sermon. We are told that Christian believers must grow their faith in God. They must hold their faith in Jesus no matter what happens. In the process, they should keep their confidence in God, because God made a promise to bless his people through the descendants of Abraham and through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Finally, Christians must continue to glorify God in this world at all times. Let us pray together. Father, we thank you for having us here today. Thank you for sending Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Help us continue to live and work for you in this world. Bless all of those who are here in this church today. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.